thank God for what He has done for us in Vacation Bible School.
今天我要特别感谢神为我们在暑期圣经学校所做的一切的奇迹。
Especially, personally, I feel that this is a miracle.
特别是我对我个人来讲，我觉得这是一个奇迹。
Because even we tried to plan, think about many months ago, some people tell us, no, we won't have students this year.
因为在我们几个月前筹划的时候，有些人说，牧师啊，我们可能没有学生了。
Because many are going to China, they take vacation.
好多人计划要去中国，好多人要去度假。
Many are having school. Irvine school system change, and right away there's no room for us to fit in a VBS.
尤其是尔湾的这个学区，这一次把这个暑期他们的暑假学校提早了，所以我们真的是找不到时间来办。
So some people say, oh, maybe we.Take a rest and quit. Don't do it this year.
所以说，牧师，是不是我们今年我们就休息一下，不要办了？
Now if we do that, those 9 students who came to know Jesus will have no opportunity.
如果我们今年停办的话，那接受主的这九位小朋友就没有机会。
We won't have this chance to so joyfully.And praise God and see our children learn.
我们希望我们能利用这个机会能看到我们的孩子们能够学习赞美神。
But God has His special touch upon us.
但是我们知道神有他奇妙的触摸在我们的身上。
And we continue to have great joy and success in VBS this year.
我们也感谢主，让我们继续能够在今年的服事里面享受他的祝福。
And we thank God for that.
谢谢主。
It's a surprise to me. Really.
对我来讲是一个很惊奇的事。
Probably surprise to some of our brothers and sisters.
对，有一些弟兄姐妹可能也是一个很大的惊奇。
Somebody still thinking, oh, it shouldn't be, it couldn't be. Why is it successful? Why, pastor, what kind of trick you get this done?
所以有些人觉得很奇怪，说牧师啊，到底是怎么回事？有没有什么奇妙的方法？
It is God that make it done.
因为这是神为我们所做的大事。
When we try to start buy this building or have a building committee.
当我们计划要建堂的时候，我们有一个建堂委员会。
Boy, I tell you, all the discouragements come upon me. I almost want to quit as a pastor.
当所有的这些不支持来到我身上的时候，我几乎想要辞职，不想做。
Oh, how can you, a little church, you know, get a $1 million building? Where did the money come from?
牧师啊，你的教会怎么可能有上百万的经费来建堂呢？
Oh, you're going to put our children in debt.
你要把我们害我们，让我们每个人都背债吗？
A lot of people were going to take off.
有很多人会离开教会的，牧师。
Some never fully.Support our building program as a member of our church.
有些人从来不支持我们教会的建堂的工作，却是我们教会的会友。
But guess what?
但是您知道发生什么事吗？
God's miracle happened.
神的奇迹发生了。
You are sitting here.
您现在就坐在这儿呢。
This is a $1.5 million building.
这是一个150万美金的一个建筑。
And thank God you look at our offering. Oh, thank God. Our offering is better than the budget.
大家也可以看到我们的奉献收入呢比我们的预算要高。
I know some people are going to say, oh, the economy is bad. Pastor, don't brag, you know. Maybe you make it, that's okay, good enough.
有些人说，牧师啊，请您不要夸耀啊，这还不够好呢。
Because these people misunderstand God.
因为有些人误解了神。
God is so small.
神是这么的小。
Only in their own thinking.
只有在你自己的思维里面。
If it doesn't fit my scheme, my economic plan, my engineering plan, oh, it won't work.
如果神今天您不能适用在我的工程师或我的财务的范围之内的话， 您是没有办法达成这些计划。
When we see our older people are going to college, young people,
当我们看到很多年轻人去大学，
people get discouraged.
有些人就感到很失望。
Where's our young people?
我们的年轻人在哪儿啊？
Oh, praise the Lord today. Last Friday, many young people in our youth group.
我们很感谢神，上个礼拜我们的青年人聚会，许多许许多多的年轻人来。
And guess what? Lots of girls too.
也有女孩来喽。
I love that because our church is famous. Only have boy and no girls.
我很高兴，我们教会总是以男孩子多闻名啊，很高兴有女孩来了。
Who did that?
到底是谁做的？
God did it.
是神所做的。
And may I say to you, you ought to give thanks to God for that.
让我提醒您好不好？我们应该给神来献上我们的感恩。
Instead, in your mindset, keep thinking, worrying. What is the prospect? How are you gonna do it? Oh, we cannot make it. Look, the whole United States, all the churches is going down. Oh, we cannot make it.
当我们脑子在想说神，这不可能的事情啊！当您在担心害怕，别的教会也找不到这些。适当的青年辅导的时候
If something doesn't come the way that I expect I'm always discouraged Always critical And always say bad thing And predict bad things
当神没有按照我的想法我的计划来的时候我总是心里就是比较沮丧的
May I say You are misunderstanding the power of God
让我提醒您您误会了神的力量
Look at your life, for example.
看看您自己的人生。
Why are some of you still alive today?
为什么今年您还坐在这儿还活着呢？
I look at my life.
我自己检视我自己的生命。
I should have died 4 years ago.
我应该在四年前就应该丧命的。
Not because I was sick.
并不是要我生病哦。
Because I was driving on that most dangerous highway. What free was it? 84, 85, forgot. down there, and suddenly a great big truck driving 65 miles an hour on my lap. And he's not supposed to be on my lap, but I don't know why. So I tried to turn left and I hit the truck.
四年前我在不晓得是很有名的一个84、85号非常危险的公路上面，突然一个18轮大卡车在我的左边，它不应该在我左边的，一下子我们两个就碰上了。
Now if I would have hit his wheel, it is a big wheeler truck, right? If I would have hit his wheel, then my car would just tumble and turn upside down. I'll be gone.
如果我的车子碰到他的大轮胎的话，我的车子会整个颠覆，我就没命了。
It's so strange. I just hit the little box on his side while he was driving so fast. So therefore, yes, my car was total, but I got seat belt and I still walk out.
很奇妙的是，我只擦撞到他旁边一点点。他的车速非常的快，所以我的车子虽然是全部毁了，但是我人可以安然无恙的走出车外。
I thank God that He has preserved my life.
我谢谢神，他保留了我的生命。
I don't take my life for granted.
我并不以为神保存我的生命为应该的。
God preserved me for a purpose.
因为他保留的生命是有他的旨意的。
God continued to do special things among our congregations.
神也在我们当中会众当中继续做他奇妙的事。
I wish I have time to continue to tell you all of some of the special things.Blessing, miracle God has done for our church.
我真想继续不断地跟大家讲神在我们中间所行的奇迹大事。
Well, I just cannot help but tell you, I'm supposed to go to China to share the gospel with Chinese people there.
我应该跟大家讲，本来我应该去中国大陆跟那边的同胞们来分享神的福音。
And I already got the ticket and set out to go to Canton and the southern part of China and try to share with my mother's relatives and their village.
我本来要到广东的南部的一个城镇，是我母亲的原来的家乡，我要去那边，机票都买好了。
But I didn't know what to do.
但是我不知道要做啥。
How am I going to have a congregation?
我在那儿的会众会是怎么样的
？How do I share with the people there？
我应该跟他们分享一些什么
？I don't have a clue。
我一点线索都没有。
I only know that God wants me to go。
我只知道神要我去。
Guess what? May I share with you and pray for me, please？
好不好？我跟大家讲，也请你为我带到。
The first week I get to China, I get to preach in the church in Zheng Zheng Cheng. It is near Canton, about on our drive. And the pastor invited me out. I'm going to preach there in that church.
我要在广州差不多一个车程，一个小时车程的一个地方呢，我要在那边讲道。那个牧师已经邀请我在那边主日讲道。
God loves to surprise me.
神很喜欢给我惊喜。
And God loves to surprise you.
神也同样喜欢给你一些很惊奇的事。
Now today you see this story that you have read is a surprise story.
今天我们读了路加福音十三章，您看这是一个非常充满惊奇的一个故事。
You notice that on this Sabbath day, Jesus went to church and saw a woman that bent down like that, a probably older woman, cannot straighten out and really tried to walk very slowly.
大家看到在安息日呢，有一个妇女，可能年纪很大了，她因为十八年来腰整个都是弯的，直不起来。
Now, some serious illness in some people's life could be caused by devil, Satan, God's enemy.
有的时候有些人长期受疾病的困扰，有的时候是撒旦魔鬼的一些作用。
And the Bible said this was the case.
在圣经里面讲到这个就是这个情况。
Now, she didn't even notice Jesus, probably.
其实在当时可能这位妇女根本不认识耶稣。
But Jesus saw her.
但是耶稣看到她了
and he called her forward.
而且耶稣请她上前来
and say, "Woman, you set free today."
耶稣对她说，女人啊，你脱离了这个病啊。
You don't have that infirmity anymore.
你没有再不再受这个疾病的困扰。
And he put his hand on her, and immediately the woman straightened up and praised God like this kid did this morning.
耶稣马上把两只手按在那妇女身上，那妇女立刻直起腰来归荣耀给神，就像我们的孩子手举起来归荣耀给神。
The great things we observe is that this woman didn't even ask for it.
我们要观察的一件事，这妇女根本都没有要求主耶稣来医治她哦。
God surprises her.
但是主耶稣给她一个惊奇。
God loves to surprise people.
神很喜欢惊奇我们。
Here's another story.
这边还有一个故事。
If you read from Luke chapter 7, 11 to 16, now this side is English, this side Chinese, depending on which way you like. And then it tells you that this widow was very sad.
我们看到路加福音七章又给我们一个故事，有一个很悲哀的一个寡妇。
Oh, her only son died.
她唯一的儿子死了。
And in this funeral,Everybody was crying with her.
在这孩子的葬礼里面，每一个人都跟着这个寡母一起哭。
And Jesus' heart cared for her.
耶稣的心也非常的为她悲痛。
And she went up and touched the coffin and called the young man that died, "Get up!"
耶稣走前来，按着那个棺木，对着他说：“少年人，我吩咐你起来。
”And the dead man began to talk.
这个年轻的孩子就坐起来，而且开始说话。
They were filled with awe and surprises. Actually, can be translated and praise God.
众人看到都非常非常的惊讶。我们也可以翻译说，每个人都把荣耀归给神。
Jesus specialized to come to surprise you and to help you, no matter what condition you're in.
主耶稣会在我们每一个人生命里面给我们惊奇，不管我们目前碰到了什么样的情况。
But guess what? You would never believe it. Somebody wasn't happy about it.
但是您知道，有些人不开心，有些人不愿意接受这个事情。
And this person is supposed to be a religious leader. He was supposed to be the one that control everything in the church.
但是知道吗？有些宗教的领袖应该是教会里面的领袖，他们却误解了神。
You know, he says there's 6 days to work, Jesus.Why do you heal this woman on Sabbath day when we go to church?
这些宗教领袖挑战耶稣说：“奇怪了，有六天您可以做工，为什么你偏偏要在安息日这一天来做？”
Can you imagine a person think that way?
你能不能想象，居然有人有这样子的思维
？It just make you mad.
是不是会让您很生气呢？
People, this woman got healed and is doing so good, and he's angry. He said, "Jesus, you should have done this some other day and not today."
这位妇女已经受了十八年的背疼的问题，得到医治却有人不高兴。
Why would a person think like that?
为什么有人会这样子的思想？
Because his mind is in a box, his own box of tradition, his own prejudices, and his own customs.
因为很多人思想只是把它放到他自己的思想那个盒子里面，受到他的传统，受到他自己的教育背景各方面的限制。
In his mind, God should have acted on only a certain condition.Only when he's allowed, you know, not on Sunday, not on Saturday, only when God commanded us, or we can work and do other things. That's the only time God would work.
他们觉得神不应该在礼拜六或礼拜天安息日来做这些奇迹，应该只有在特别给我们的命令里面才会发生这些事情。
And God has given us commandment and all this thing is just to punish us.You know, who force us in the box to behave exactly like what a mechanical person should be.
神给我们在圣经里面这些诫命，原来是要限制我们，好像让我们就是像在一个盒子里面的机器人一样。
Some of us Chinese still think that God is like the terrible idol that you see in Tibet or in China, angry looking, you know, ready to strike, ready to kill you.
有些中国人误以为我们的神好像是我们中国或者是西藏寺庙里面的神，非常的愤怒，随时要准备来击打我。
Oh, this ruler of this church was so angry because Jesus had violated their Sabbath law.
这些在犹太会堂的领袖里面非常生气，因为主耶稣违反了他们犹太的律法。
Not everything happened according to his expectation.His plan and his idea.
因为当有些事情发生，如果跟他的预期、跟他的想法不一样的时候，他就变成愤怒。
In fact, he didn't like surprises.
而且其实他不喜欢神给他一些惊奇。
I don't expect God to do nothing. God had never done anything for me, you know.
我没有
想到。Never surprised me. Why would God surprise you?
为什么神从来没有在我生命里面做这些惊奇？为什么神要给你呢？
He was not happy at all.
他这些宗教领袖一点都不开心。
Maybe that's why sometime today a church is not happy.
这也是为什么今天有些教会不是那么开心。
When God has done so many great things for them, they turn around and look at the bad, look at the things that we have done wrong. Oh, we should have been better. You know, you have only 40 some students today, this week, not enough. Let's say if you have 80, wouldn't that be better? Always think of, you cannot up to my standard, not good enough.
有些人会觉得说，牧师啊，他们是想到比较负面，为什么只有40个学生呢？这一次的暑期圣经学校，如果有80个，不是更好呢？
These are the Bible call religious leaders and Pharisees, the people that got money to control the church, to dictate the church.
今天就是有一些宗教的领袖觉得他们可以用他们自己的权力来金钱来控制这些事情。
You notice what Jesus said to them.
你知道耶稣跟他们说什么吗？
He said, Woe to you blind guys.
耶稣说你们这些瞎眼领路的人有祸了。
If anyone swear by the temple, you say, means nothing. But if you swear by the gold of the temple, the money in the temple, you say, yes, that's real, that's good.
耶稣说凡指着这个殿起誓的不算什么，但是你们说指着金子起誓，他该谨守。
Oh, if somebody come to pray and it means nothing. But if they are praying specially for certain gifts or some money, then, oh, God will bless.
有些人来参加祷告，这不会怎么样。但是如果有人带着很贵重的礼物来教会的话，是这样子的人会受到神大大的祝福。
These are the people thatYou can tell their interest is on gold, in money. What are the things in their own mind would work in this world? If you have no gold, no money, forget it. I'm sorry, I cannot talk with you.
所以在这些宗教领袖的想法说，如果您今天没有这些金钱或能力或权势的时候，对不起，我不能跟您讲话。
And they transfer their own concept into.That's the way that God will work in the church.
他们也把这样子的思想套在神的身上，说只有神这样子做。
So Jesus called them what?
所以 主耶稣叫他们什么？
You hypocrite.
神要说你们这些伪善的人。
Doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox and donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water?
难道你们这些人不会在安息日解开槽上的牛，带他们去喝水吗？
Their human law would allow the oxen and the cattle and the sheep to drink water, but would not allow a person to get healed on Sabbath day.
如果这些人允许动物去喝水，为什么不能允许主耶稣在安息日医治别人？
They totally misapply the law of God.
所以他们完全误会来应用神的律法。
On the day you go to church, you will be happy and rejoice.
是，当来教会的时候，聚会的时候是很开心的。
And see God's special healing and touching upon us.
尤其看到神的医治的力量在某些人的身上。
But many of us expect it in the church, in the same old stuff, and oh, just to see something, fulfill something, and then I'll go home and do my own thing. That's it.
但是有些人觉得来教会就是这样，就跟以前一样，我就是参加这样聚会，然后我就回家了。
May God help us to see the fallacies and the problems of these hypocrites.
求主帮助我们看到这些法利赛人他们的伪善。
God wants you to rest.
神要我们安息。
God wants you to be happy.
神要我们有喜乐。
And if you do that, you'll be healthy too.
如果您这样子做的话，您也会很健康。
That's why God established the Sabbath law.
这也就是神为什么要有一个安息日的一个律法。
And God doesn't want us to be restricted.
神的心意并不是要我们受到限制。
If we do that, we are misapplying God's law.
如果我们受到限制的时候，其实我们是误用了神给我们的律法。
And look at what Matthew 23 said.
让我们看看马太福音23章27、28节所说的。
Jesus said about these hypocrites, you look good on the outside, but inside, you are full of unclean things.
耶稣说你们这些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸，你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面就装满了死人的骨头跟一切的污秽。
We come to church only interested we look good.
我们来教会，我们只有兴趣让我们看起来很好。
Never tell people my own problem.
我们都没告诉别人我内心的问题。
I'm doing very well.
我很好，我一切都很好。
I'm coming here to teach.
我来这边是来教
导。I'm coming here to lead.
我来这边来做领导的。
I'm coming here to dictate.
我来这边来指挥别人的。
I'm coming here to express my opinions.
我们来这边来告诉别人我的意见。
And do not know that themselves, the person himself, so wicked, so lazy.And never been able to do something for God all their lives.
但是心里却没有反省自己里面的一些事情，从来没有为神做些什么。
Never have been able to lead one person to Jesus.
也没有为神来引人归。
And how do you have the dare to criticize others that they are not doing a good job?
那您怎么好意思来指挥别人、批评别人，说别人没有做好事？
You're misapplying God's law in your life.
所以因为这样您误会了误解了误用了神的律法。
And misunderstanding lead to further problem.
这些误解会影响到更多的一些问题。
Lead to discrimination.
因为您会偏待别人。
You say, Pastor, how do you see that?
牧师啊，您怎么会看到这一点？
Notice, then should not this woman, Jesus said, a daughter of Abraham,whom Satan has kept bound for 18 years and been set free on Sabbath day. You are care for your animal and cattle, but you don't care for this woman got healed on Sabbath day?
路加福音13章16节说这个人是女人，本来是亚伯拉罕的后裔，被撒旦捆绑了18年，难道你不觉得应该在安息日解开他？你顾念了那些动物们应该喝水，却没有想到一个妇女受到病痛的困扰，应该在安息日得到医
治。You say, what does it mean, the daughter of Abraham?
您问我什么叫做亚伯拉罕的女儿啊？
You remember Abraham is the father of faith, right?
大家还记得吗？亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
So this daughter is also the descendants of the father of faith.
所以这个女儿就是信心致富的女儿。
Today you can be a daughter of Abraham too.
今天您也可以成为亚伯拉罕的女儿。
Notice Galatians 3:26-29 said.
我们看加拉太书三章二十六到二十九节。
I want you all join me in reading this passage.
我们请大家一起来读。
Shall we all read together?
For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
And all who have been united in Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham, you are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Only you have faith in Christ, right?
唯有我们，当我们对耶稣、耶稣基督有信心。
Let's read the Chinese portion again.
让我们来读中文的部分，好不好？
啊，请中文的念啊。
所以你们信给基督耶稣，都是神的儿子。
你们受浸归于基督，都是披戴基督了。并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣都成为一了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，得指望着应许承受产业的了。Now this woman has need.
我们知道这位有病痛的妇女，她有需要。
And she got healed.
他也得到医治。
And Jesus gave her the faith to do that.
主耶稣给他这样子的信心，成就了这个奇迹。
Today is the same thing to you and I.
今天对您对我也是一样。
When we willing know we have need,
当我们愿意承认我们有需要的时候
，we willing to come before Jesus.
当我们愿意来到主耶稣面前的时候
，Jesus will give you the faith too.
主耶稣就会给我们这样子的信心。
Interesting. People, some people say, I don't have faith. God give you the faith too.
有些人说，我没有信心啊，神会给你这样的信心。
Have you ever believed in Christ yet?
您有没有接受主耶稣呢？
Have you ever repent of your sins yet?
您有没有为您的罪献上忏悔的祷告？
Have you accept Jesus into your heart yet?
有没有接受主耶稣进入您的心中？
If you do,
如果您有的话，
just come to Jesus.
您就请您来到主耶稣的前面。
He will give it to you today.
他今天就会把这样的信心给您。
Now let us look at Romans chapter 10.
让我们来看罗马书第十章。
Let me see if we have this passage in my right here. Yes, we do, huh? Okay, all right. Now, what does it mean to accept Christ and all that? You know, let us all read it together.
好，我们一起来读。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.For it is with your heart that you believe you are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. You come to Jesus, say, Jesus, sorry, I misunderstood you.
您可以说，我来到主耶稣面前说，主耶稣，我误解了你。
I used to think that accepting Jesus meaning, you know, give money to be a good guy.
我以为成为一个基督徒只是要奉上奉献，做一个好人。
Keep some laws and keep coming to church every Sunday.
只是礼拜天来教会聚会，然后遵行一些律法。
But I know it's not.
但是我现在了解不是这样。
Only these two things.
只有两件事。
Confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord.
要口里认主耶稣基督是主。
Secondly, when you confess, you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
第二件事是心里要相信神已经把主耶稣从死里复
活。In other words, you believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
就是说您要相信主耶稣已经复活。
Scientifically, you cannot prove it.
是的，从科学上面您没有办法证明。
Just by faith, you accept that.
所以完全是要靠信心。
You say, Jesus, I believe you are my Savior.
你要说主耶稣，我相信您，您是我的救主。
Then you are justified.
然后您就可以称义。
And then you are saved.
您就可以得救。
That is conversion.
这个我们就叫改变。
That is born again.
这个就叫重生。
Does it mean that you have to do a lot of things, this and that, or to do good and just up to your parents' standard and up to everybody see how you good you are? No, absolutely not.
这不是说您要做好多的事或得到您父母的达到您父母的标准，并不是如此。
Because it is by the grace of God you are saved.
因为我们是因信称义，靠着主耶稣的恩典，我们得以成神。
Now I know that many of us struggle for a long period of time before we come to that point.
因为我知道在座有很多人，我们来到主耶稣面前是经过了很长的一段时间的挣扎。
But may I say that all this time you've been struggling whether to believe in Jesus or whether you commit your life to God for all this time.You never have confessed with your mouth Jesus is Lord. You never believe in your heart about the resurrection of Jesus. Sorry, you are not a Christian yet.
如果您心里还没有承认主耶稣主，也没有相信主耶稣已经被从死里复活，对不起，我必须跟您说，您还不是基督徒。
Today you can come to Him.
所以今天您就可以来到他的面前。
Be humble and ask Him come into your heart.
您如果谦卑下来，邀请主耶稣进入您的心中。
And you really tell Jesus, "Yes, I believe."
然后你很诚心地告诉主耶稣说 是我相信您
You're a Christian
您就是基督徒了
But you still say Oh I'm not sure I want to find out some more I want to study some more I want to struggle some more Now sorry You're still not converted yet
如果您告诉我说牧师我还要再研究一下再多读一些书或怎么样的话对不起我必须跟您讲您还是没有真正的
So in your life You need to reflect And think uponYour past, your struggling before God, have you really come to Jesus? Say, yes, you're my Lord. I want you to rule my heart. Have you done so?
所以我们必须要反省我们自己的生命。我们是不是真的来到神的面前有忏悔的心？我们才成为真正的基督徒。
Congratulations.
如果您有这样子 做的话，我恭喜您。
Not anything you have done.
并不是说您做了什么事。
God has saved you.
是神已经拯救你。
And no matter you're man or woman, you can do that.
不论您是位弟兄或姐妹，您都可以这样做。
Now, here this woman, Jesus claimed her to be the daughter of Abraham.
这边这位病痛的姐妹，主耶稣称她为亚伯拉罕的女儿。
Not only physically,
并不只是肉体上称为亚伯拉罕的女儿。
Also spiritually, she has trusted Jesus.
特别是在灵性上。他完全的信任主耶稣。
Therefore, men and women are equal in God's sight.
所以在神的想法里面，我们的男人跟女人是平等。
That religious ruler didn't like to see this woman healed.
因为那些律法的领袖不希望看到这位妇女得到医治。
He said, "You woman, you can wait."
他们说您是妇女，你可以等一等。
Wait for tomorrow.
等到明天吧。
When there is no Sabbath, no law, then you get healed. You come to Jesus.
明天不是安息日的时候，不受这些安息日律法的时候，你就可以得到医治。
Woman is not important.
因为对这些律法领袖的来讲，他们觉得女人不重要。
If you read those religious leader past, you read from the history, some of them thank God that they are not woman. This man, they say, thank God today I'm not a woman.
如果我们看一些他们那些律法的过去的一些历史，有些律法的领袖甚至祷告说，谢谢神啊，没有把我造成是女人。
But in God's kingdom, men and women are equally important, equally need help, equally need salvation.
但是在神的国度里面，男人跟女人是一样的，同样的。平等，而且是同样的需要神的拯救。
In closing, let me ask you to join me reading 1 Peter 3:7.
请大家一起来跟我读这个彼得前书三章七节。
Please,
in the same way, your husband must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so prayer will not be hindered.Some Chinese Christians still treat their wife like the Confucius day, 16th-18th centuries ago. 有些基督徒的弟兄的做丈夫的，还对待他们的妻子，好像在看待像是在孔夫子时代的妇女。
Dictating their wife everything according to their wishes.
只是按照自己的意愿来指挥他的妻子来做他想做的事。
Otherwise, you're not a good wife. Not up to my expectation, you know.
有人说，如果您没达到我的要求，就不是一个好太太。
I want to eat a certain time.
我一定要在这个时候。
I want the food cooked at a certain level.
我一定要把食物煮到什么样的程度。
I want you to read the Bible with me and read the certain magazine with me as I tell you which one to read.
啊，我要告诉你要跟我一起读什么的杂志，读哪几篇。
And then when they come to serve the church,
当他们来教会一起服侍的时候
follow the Confucius way, medium is just fine.
还是学习这个儒家的思想，这一般中庸之道就好了。
Don't work too hard for church, you know.
不要为教会太命的服侍。
Don't go extreme, you know.
不要太极端了。
Don't let pastor teach your kids to go extreme.
也不要让牧师教导孩子们教会。
Serving God too much is may not be good for you.
你如果在教会服侍太多，对您没有益处。
Wow, they misunderstand God.
这是对神的误解。
Serving God will get them into trouble.
难道服侍神会让您有问题吗
？Serving God will not be successful.
难道服侍神会让您不成功吗？
When you serve God, wouldn't God bless you more?
难道您服侍神的时候，神不会祝福您更多吗
？Oh, but they say Proverbs says so. You know, don't good do good things too much. Solomon says so.
他说在所罗门王曾经讲，不要做太多的好事。
They misinterpret God's word according to the Confucius teaching.
他们把已受到了这个儒家的思想而有许多的误解。
That's what I mean by misunderstanding God.
这就是我所说的误解了神。
And when they do that, it leads to discriminating of their own wives, and I feel sorry for those wonderful Christian wives.
我知道有些姐妹们真的是很我为她们很感到很委屈，因为她们受到了误解。
Why can men and women equal?
为什么男女不能平等呢？
Yes, man should be a leader.
是的，我们做弟兄的，做丈夫的是领袖。
But have you learned Jesus how to love and sacrifice for your wife?
你有没有学到主耶稣的榜样，愿意为您的妻子做牺牲
？Don't misunderstand God and misapply God's word.
请大家不要误解神，也不要误用神的一些原则。
Let us pray.
让我们起低祷，低头祷告。
Our Father, we thank you this morning.
主耶稣，我们为今天早上来感恩。
We are angry about this religious leader.
主，我们为这些所谓的法利赛人这些领袖，离宗教领袖，我们感到愤怒。
But we have to admit at the same time, sometimes we are the same.
主耶稣，但是我们要承认，有的时候我们也跟他们一样，类似的反应。
Please forgive us.
请你赦免我们。
Help us rejoice in your miracle.
让我们能够在您的奇迹里面能够庆贺。
Help us not to be a critical person like this religious leader.
请帮助我们不要做一个批评的人，像这些宗教的领袖。
Turn our lives around.
让我们的生命有回转。
That will be positive in you.
让我们在您里面是肯定的，是正面的。
We will not misunderstand your law and your love.
也不要误解了您的爱，还有您的原则。
We will give freedom to people.
我们这些您的这些爱的原则是给人是要得以自由的。
And help us to follow you all our lives.
也能够在我们的生命里面一路的追随您。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Would you turn with me to a song 303, please? 304.
304首。
Shall we all stand and sing this hymn? 304, 304首，我们唱。As we sing, we invite you today. If you say, Pastor, I want to be a Christian, I want to be a son and daughter of Abraham, we invite you to come. 如果你说 Yes, 牧师，对，我今天愿意做亚伯拉罕的孩子，我愿意相信耶稣，也愿意受浸。那就请你唱的时候到前面来，我们一起来唱。找我半夏。
Okay.